The Divrei Torah tonight are Lili Nishmas, Yisroel Ben Tzvi Yehuda, Yosef Zev, Barab Yisroel Ben Yamin, and Perol Bas Moshe Uri, Nesham Shev Aliyah, and Sosom Yagen Aleinu Val Kol Yisroel. All right. Thanksgiving. So speak about in Yonah Deyoyma, you know. Giving thanks, you know. Most apropos, because Hanukkah is coming up, and the Lashon of Chazal, as also now in Nisim, Kovim, Yom Tovim, Bahalal Ubaidah, the whole essence of Hanukkah, our days of Halo and Hodah, which the truth is, you know, we really should get into the contrast. What is the difference between Halo and Hodah? They're not the same thing, and we have to understand, you know, when which one applies. The truth is a very interesting halacha, halacha l'maaseh. The Chazal tell us that a person who says halo b'chol yom harezem mecharef megarf. You say halo every single day, nothing special about that day. All right? You're actually cursing the one above. This everything, you know, might sound at the surface level counterintuitive. All right? You know, want to give shevach, you know, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every single day, but it's usur. It's only at special times. There is no such restriction by Hodah. We are being moided to HaKadosh Baruch Hu constantly. Right? Moidim. Noida lecha Hashem Elokeinu. Right? In tefillah, in Birkas HaMazon. Right? But there's also another interesting halacha between the difference between Halo and Hodah. You know, as we know, the din of Hodah, Chazal tells us, Dal Tzachim Lahidus, you know, for that people have to give Hodah, which set up the general categories of people who are in danger and were pulled out, and that's the din of Hodah. You know, one of the expressions thereof is Birkas HaGomel. So the poskim talk about if a person was saved, you know, like a cholosh in the srape, but through supernatural means, something which was undeniably supernatural. Person fell off a cliff, a hand came out from heaven and scooped them up. Nes nigla. Right? Nes nigla. There are poskim that hold, and I'm not taking a Christ for aloha lamasa, right? There are poskim that hold, since it was a nes nigla, you don't make a goyma. It's not hoidah. It's nishkin hoidah. Right? And that you say halo. Right? And if it happened to you, right? So ask Rabbi Feiner for the psak aloha, right? But that's what's brought down. It's a very interesting thing. Hodah is dafkran and nes nister, right? But Hodah you could say perpetually, no problem. Every single day, three times a day, and in benching, right? Halo is on a nes nigla, but only on special occasion. You can't do it, you know, every single day. So, last week's parsha, right? So Leah says, when she has Yehuda, ha'pam oides Hashem. So the Gemara in Brachas says something, it's a famous Gemara, but when you think about it, it's crazy. I mean, it's incredulous that mi'ayim shebara HaKadosh Baruch Hu olamai, right? No one thanked. No one's made it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu ad shebas le'ash ha'pam. Meaning, this is the time. Meaning, it starts here. Ha'pam, odes Hashem. Yale al adas, that all these tzaddikim that walk the earth, you know, Adam, Sheis, Mesushelach, Lemach, Noach, right? Avram Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, Yaakov Avinu, they were all around and had their ministries before this event of Leidas Yehuda. They were never made to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yala Adas, have such chas v'shom, such midas mushchosas of being kfuye teiva. What does that mean?
They were
made,
but that was more than she was supposed to get.
No, hapam, lo, the Lashon HaGemara, no one was ever made. I know, so she got more chas, so we're going to discuss what that means, but it literally is. You know, no one will ever made it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not only that, it's Mefurish not that way. Right? They were bringing Karbonis all the time. You know, Noach, you know, got out of the Teva, right? Brought a Karbonis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Seemingly, it was all in Thanksgiving. Right? So, what's the pshat? So the idea is like this. There is a, when Chazal, you know, in their worldview, you talk about Hodah as opposed to Halo. So we'll first start with Halo because that's actually easier to explain. What does that Gemara mean? That that if you say Halo every single day, Harezem Macharfu Megadif. So the Maharal explains that. That, you know, Halo is for when something is special. When something is out of the ordinary. Right? Now, if a person added up for you, you know, 3 plus 3, right? and you get them a standing ovation. Right? We all did that as kids. I mean, to torture, make someone feel like an idiot. Because you would applaud someone for doing like that if he's, you know, deficient. Right? You know, it's applause and congratulations and high praise is for something exceptional. Right? The Hanhoga of Teva, right? By our perspective, even though from HaKadosh Baruch Hu there's no difference between Nes and Teva, but the Hanhoga of Teva is, you know, by our perception, you know, regular, standard, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, you know, and seemingly unchallenging for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though it's only by our perception, but we have to worship HaKadosh Hu by our own perception, right? That we HaKadosh Hu shows off his Gvura when he does Nisim. That's Biyad Chazaka, Chazal Darshi, Zan Nisim. Right, Yad Chazaka is one of two different types of miracles that were done. That we have to be over that Kodesh Baruch Hu with the perceptions that he gave us. If you're saying Halo Vodon a regular day, that's like applauding someone for adding up 2 plus 2. That you're really insulting him. It's like, for you, that's something special. And that's what it means. Halo Vodon, you know, excuse me, Halo, has to be only on special occasions, on those days that are Zecher L'Nes, right, the Yom Tovim where we are commemorating the Nisim that happened on those Yomim Tovim. Right, so it's Zecher L'Nes, that's when Halal is apropos, because this is the special congratulations for something that's Yotzei Min HaKlal. But what do you do for something that's regular and standard? Now, regular and standard, there's another point about it, not just the fact that it's consistent and almost taken for granted, right? But there's something else about what we call regular, right? There is a moral obligation to keep it going. Meaning to say like this, Yala Aladas, that it would be a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to create the world and then abandon it. Right? It's like bring a child into the world and abandon it. Like, no, you're on your own now. I did you a chesed, bring you into the world and abandon a newborn baby to fend for himself. Right? There is a moral obligation on a parent, which is reflected in halacha, all the mitzvahs haben alav, the sugya of Kiddushin daf chavtes, right? He has to be mefarnes the child to a certain age, and then lilamdo Torah v'lasiyu. He's got to put him on his feet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he created the cosmos, lo yala al adas, that he would do this chesed of creating the world and then abandon the world, which would be the greatest cruelty to bring us into existence, and there would be no way for us, right, to fend for ourselves. Right? There's a real moral obligation, kivyachol, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us the hanhaga of teva. Right, to give us the natural order which keeps the world going in an orderly pattern, that the world doesn't self-destruct and there's a way to keep the world going. Right? There's nothing exceptional about it. Right? Nothing exceptional, it's actually something expected. Right? The special inyan of Hodah is not to congratulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not like saying Yasher Koach. Right? The idea of Hodah, where do we find Hodah elsewhere? It also means admission. Like Hodas Baldin Kameh Edom Dami. What is that? Like, what is that? That, you know, these two things have, you know, the same shurish. They are grammatically the same way, and they, as we're gonna explain, they are the same words mamish. Right? To admit and to thank, what's the kesher? The idea is like this. When you admit, right, you can only admit something that you could have easily denied. Right? If if the cops catch you speeding because they have, you know, they caught you on the radar, you're not doing any chesed to the cops. Say, I admit I was speeding, so look, I admit it, you know. They caught you on radar. There's admission is not shaykh. Admission, hodah, is the opposite of kfira, denying. Like kfir akol versus motive b'miksas. You know, it only applies, there's no motive b'miksas, there's no hodah if there are edim against you, right? To admit is that you could have easily gotten away with it, and you admit it anyway. Right? When Leah says, "Hapam Odes Hashem," so as was correctly pointed out, Rashi says that the Imohos were Baalei Ruach HaKodesh. And they knew, right, that there are going to be 12 Shvatim, there will be 12 Shvatim, and therefore if you're going to divide up amongst the four, Rachel, Leah, Bil, and Zilpah, on the average, no one deserves more than 3, right? Even though no one really deserves anything. It's all a gift from God, right? But, you know, ki'ilu, what am I? Chopped liver, I'm not less than Bilah and Zilpah, right? So chotch three, because I'm not less of a person, I'm not less of a tzadekis. Four was yoser min achelek, right? So then she admits, I didn't have this coming to me. Because sometimes the person has been done a good turn, but there was a moral obligation to do him that turn. Like the father has a moral obligation to raise his son and to set him on his feet. Right? Hakara satov, by the way, is not hoda. Hakara satov is you have to be mindful of any good turn any person ever did you, whether he owed it to you or not. That's what hakara satov is. Right? All the tzaddikim that functioned and walked the earth before Leah Imenu, of course they had hakara satov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They acknowledged that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of them, and to acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of us is something we should do perpetually. We don't say hollow perpetually because it's not a nes nigla, right? But you know, most definitely a person should have perpetual HaKadosh Baruch Hu satov. Hoda is a higher level. There was no moral obligation to do this for me, klal uklal, right? Now, nothing dictated it. I didn't have a country, not mitzad that you owe me anything, and not mitzad common courtesy. Right? You have sometimes, you know, you have a tine on a person, be a nice guy. Right? Hoda is, I admit, I didn't have it coming to me whatsoever. Now, of course, for the admission to be an admission, it has to be that you could get away with denying it. So now we understand that those poskim that hold, hoda is not shaykh by a nes nigla. Because by a nes nigla, you can't get away with denying the teva because it was a revealed miracle. It's like the cops catch you on radar. There's no admission if it's an obvious fact. So now we understand that halacha of those that hold that there's no birkas hagoimo if you benefited from a revealed miracle. It's not called hoda. Hoda is because you could have been kaifer, right? That's that you're admitting, right? That this was something that was not coming to you. Derech hateva, standard. You could get away with denying, right? And therefore, it's a level of admission when you say thank you, right? Thank you from this type of hodor that we're talking about, which is above what the avos did. You know, those who lived before Leah Meir, they were makir teiva. You always have to be mindful of the good turn done to you. Hodor is a higher level that it wasn't coming to me from any tzad. You didn't owe it to me, and there wasn't a moral obligation on you to do it. Even for your own shlemus, you didn't have to do it. There's no reason why I had to have a fourth child. Right? That was three, there was a moral obligation. I shouldn't be treated less than Bill and Zilpa. Hakar Satov, there always has to be, even for things that you're owed. Hoda is the recognition, right, that it wasn't owed or deserved in any way, shape, or form. And since it's an admission, that's why it has to be only Bederach HaTeva, right? Because it has to be that you could have gotten away without making this admission. And Mimela, we understand that from Leah, you know, this child, Yehuda, from him comes Malchus Beis David. Right? It's an amazing thing. And the Rajba in his Chidush HaGaros makes this point. Right? There's a, you know, there's another Talmudic phrase, Moidim Michlal Depligi. Whenever you find in the Mishnah, Umoidim, Beiso, Beishama admit to each other, you take out from that that there must have been a Machloikas, and there is a resolving of the Machloikas. Each one was, you know, posturing on his side, right? There was originally a pligi, there was a machlekes, they were posturing, each one dug into his position, and moedim, you know, implies of how they came together, you know, after initially being separate. Because right? Again, that fits with what we're saying, and the Rashba Betzim says this right then and there, it's admission. I was first in denial of what you say, you know, totally, and then I admit to you vis-a-vis whatever I admitted to you, so it's undoing the fact that I was saying different. The function of Melech HaMashiach, right? Shia b'mehera b'yameinu, right? The one who comes from Yehuda is that he has to get all the umasam to be meidah, to admit that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Melech HaKol Aretz. We're waiting for that great day where everyone's going to be meidah. Until now, everyone's been in denial of Malchus Shamayim. That's totally, seemingly HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the goyim also and gave them power also. Why do they have to be subservient to Am Yisrael? Right? And so the big, big Avodah that there is, you know, the big, big tikkun that will be with the coming of Melech HaMashiach is everyone's going to be Meidah. Right? They're going to be admit to Malchus Shem Shamayim, to Shem, you know, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because right now the whole, you know, lack, the whole Zman of Golos is Kfirah. They're being Kfirah in Malchus Shamayim. There will come a time when they're going to be mited to Malchus Shemayim, and that's why our Melech is Yehuda. Comes from that Hapam Oros Hashem, because when the Hodah is the undoing of Kfira, right? The undoing of denial, denial, of course, you could get away with, right? Yehuda is going to be the one that brings into the world. Everyone's going to be mited to Malchus HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'mehera b'yameinu. Amen.